WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police brought thousands of people to the streets across the country to rally against police brutality and racial inequality. In Chicago, many black teenagers have been at the forefront of recent marches. They are part of a movement for social justice that began long before this summer's wave of demonstrations. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona Magigad has their stories.
Caleb Reed, the 17-year-old who was fatally shot last weekend, was one of many black teens who've been speaking up against police in schools. This is him in June.
My sophomore year at high school, I was arrested for attending a basketball game because I didn't have my ID. Well, I sat in the police station for 6 hours.
That ain't right.
We go through things every day.
The high school senior was shot in the head last Friday. His family, who describes him as loving and compassionate, says he was an innocent victim of gun violence, one of the issues he spoke up against. Now his friend Darian Smith vowed to continue Caleb's advocacy.
I have to worry about police pulling me over just because I'm a black young man. I have to worry about people just asking me what gang I'm in when I don't even gangbang.
Darian and Caleb have been part of Voices of Youth for Chicago Education, an organizing alliance that promotes education and racial justice. Like Caleb, Darian was dragged by a friend to a voice meeting. They learned about social justice and grassroots organizing.
After a while, I'm like, this actually more educational for me to learn, for me to feed back off of. I got to meet my alderman. I got to talk to so many powerful people. And I got to know that my voice alone and my voice with my youth are also very powerful.
Other newer grassroots movements that help empower teens are also taking center stage.
So Good Kids, Mad City is a youth-led violence prevention organization. The young people are the ones at the forefront. They're out here checking in with families who are losing loved ones, creating healing spaces, creating safe spaces.
Khalil Pittman, one of the co-founders, is from the South Side. He and others pledged to continue Caleb's work during a memorial for Caleb earlier this week. He says teens manage the organization's social media, they're learning to apply for grants, and organize their own fundraisers.
They're not waiting for the assistance. They're getting the tools they need to make it happen themselves.
Pittman co-founded Good Kids, Mad City in the wake of the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, 2 years ago. He says when these types of tragedies happen, black neighborhoods get more of what they don't want, which is more police in schools and on the streets. When school walkouts against gun violence and mass shootings happened in March of 2018 across the country, students from North Lawndale College Prep, a charter high school on the west side, were out with red tape across their mouths, carrying pictures of students who've been shot. This was Good Kids, Mad City's first demonstration. Alex King, a recent graduate and a Good Kids, Mad City co-founder, spoke to WBC before the walkout.
In Chicago, we have been going through violence for decades. It's been too long where we have had to be silent throughout our struggles, our pain, and everything.
Groups like Voice and Good Kids, Mad City grow out of a strong lineage of local organizing in Chicago. Long before the Parkland shooting, teens on the south and west sides have been organizing around gun violence and more investments in their communities.
Can y'all hear me?
That means they were ready to act after the killing of George Floyd, joining and leading protests.
There is no way I should have left a protest bruised and battered for exercising my freedom of speech and freedom to assemble.
18-year-old Miracle Void is one of them. She says her teeth were broken by Chicago police during a protest to remove the Columbus statue in Grand Park last month. She's also with Good Kids, Mad City, and has been leading protests and speaking out for the last several years.
I will not run from the truth or hide behind any friend. I am not a menace, a hood rat, nor a rebel, but a dedicated freedom fighter.
Today's teens, Darian, Miracle, and others were ready for this summer's movement and more. They're refusing to be bystanders, and they're using what they've learned to demand change. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEZ News.